You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, man. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot, fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade, and nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game is very important, Millie.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine. And if you are listening to this show, God bless you, man.
You're a real one. You're a real one if
you're
listening to this
show. You are just a real fan. And look, and I'll just say this. We jokingly toot our own. We're actually doing a show after this bullshit. Like, you're listening. We did the show. So shout out to us, me, and you, Sam, Lorraine Jace, John Corrales, Sam Packard. Just goddamn, what a dumb game that was. I'm just eschewing all of the other normal stuff that we say at the beginning of the podcast. This game does not deserve any sort of respect or usual kind of thing that we do. The Celtics just sucked tonight. They flat out were terrible. They came out. I don't know if they felt like because they were going for a season sweep and after the last game, they had whatever, you know, they could have just walked out there and done well. They didn't. They sucked. They're lucky to have only lost by 9 to Philly. They should have lost by 39, but whatever. So this pile of shit is brought to you by a very good person who does not deserve to be sponsoring this podcast, but Jason Manganiello, who is a loyal listener and is probably one of the few people who are listening. If you are buying a house or selling a house, Jason Manganiello is your guy because he is here listening to this show with you. If you know somebody who wants to buy or sell a house, then Jason needs to hear from you and to get in touch with that person. Just, he deserves, as a Celtics fan, for having sat through this, and I know he sat through this because we've been going back and forth on Twitter, he deserves your business. So, more on Jason in a little bit. There's literally nothing to talk about in this game. Is there, Sam, at all?
The Celtics committed more turnovers than assists. Their second quarter was the 76ers won 18-13. It's not just that the Celtics sucked. It's that the 76ers also sucked just a little bit less. And it was just an atrociously terrible basketball game that was no fun to watch for really anyone involved. I imagine Sixers fans during the third quarter enjoyed Joel Embiid going off and TJ McConnell going off. But other than that, there was no joy to be taken from this basketball game. It was a soulless hellhole out there.
The only thing more soulless hellhole than this is Tony Maserati.
Amen.
You know, that as bad as this game was, Tony Maserati was worse. And this stupid goddamn tweet, and I don't give a shit. I don't even care if this costs me a job. I don't care. Tony Maserati, one part of the Felger and Mad show out on Sports Hub, is the worst.
Somehow the worst part. This is Felger and Mad.
Right. He's on a show with Felger, and he is worse than Felger. When it comes to basketball, and I'll repeat my tweets, and I wholeheartedly mean this. I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. I have taken shits more knowledgeable about basketball than Tony Maserati. And I'm not even kidding. I have forgotten. I have drunken my way through shitting brain cells out at the end of a binge drinking fest. I have forgotten. forgotten more about basketball than Tony Maserati will ever hope to know in his entire lifetime. And yet this jackass gets paid a lot of money to tweet stupid shit like, funny how Brad Stevens isn't as good a coach when he doesn't have Kyrie. Screw you, Tony Maserati. And you're not because of the tweet, not because of what you think about the Celtics, because you will tweet something like this just for the fucking attention. And I know I'm giving it to you, and I'm playing right into it. I got it. But I don't give a shit, because that makes you a shitty little Kardashian bitch on the radio in Boston. You are no better than a Kardashian tweeting your way into some sort of attention. I don't even know if you were watching any of this game other than to see the score, and you said, oh, let me tweet this thing out. That'll get a rise. That'll get a good larf. Screw you, Maz. You like it. The thing that bothers me the most is that this is the type of thing that makes people say, oh, yeah, I want to pay this guy to do this stuff. It's so bothersome that this is the type of thing. This is the guy. This is the person who makes money off of shit like this.
The thing that's so frustrating to me about it is like just the how intentional and calculated. It's just like, oh, the Celtics are losing. I'm going to say something that's going to, one, be incredibly ignorant, and two, just generally piss off the fan base. And it's just like so formulaic. And thank God for the ratio. Like, thank God for the internet. It's just like he pulled a Sam Sheehan and he self-owned, because if you get ratioed like that, like, it's hard to come back. There's no justification. And I'm like, if it was Adam Jones, I feel like I would be more okay with it, because I feel like he is more self-aware of his shittiness and like is doing it more as a to get a rise out of people intentionally. I feel like there's a bit of a goof there. With Tony Maserati, it just feels like just doing it for the sake of doing it, and it's not even like for his own entertainment. It's just for his own like star power or his own like media persona. Yeah. And it's just shitty all around. And so I agree.
And you know what? He'll listen to this if he even listens to it. But if somebody says, hey, listen to this, and he does, he's laughing right now. I know you're laughing, Tony. I get it. You think you're laughing at us. But I don't even care that I'm giving him the attention that he so desperately desires. What I want him to know right now is this feeling of joy that you get from this thing is that I know that it's empty. I know that you go home at night and you just feel just empty inside, that this little thing, this little trolling that you do, this is the high point of your life. There's no substance. You're a Boston cream donut. You're a Big Mac at McDonald's. You're nothing. And occasionally, yeah, you piss me off, but you do it in such a way that it's fleeting. And I know when you go to sleep, you're not going to sleep happy. You're going to sleep wondering, how can I top this stupidity? And you know that it's built on no substance at all. So I hope that you hear me, Tony Maserati, because I know that you suck. And I want you to know that I know that you know that you suck.
And I want you to know John knows that you know that he knows that you suck.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you for putting that in the right words.
Tony Maserati, the only way I can describe it is he's a real zero. You know, if there was a scale of one to something, he'd be a zero. And that's all I have to say about that.
All right. Okay. That's it. Again, we're not talking about this game, but we'll talk about the hashtags. And we're going to talk about it after I tell you again about our friend, and seriously, is our friend, Jason Manganiello, who is trying to sell you your next house, or trying to sell your house for you, or trying to buy that first house for you, or your second or third or fourth, whatever. Jason knows what he's doing. He's been in this business for over 15 years. He's been part of the residential group, which has been the top selling group in all of Massachusetts at William Ravis since 2009. 2009 is a long time ago. And They do it by providing this personal attention of a boutique firm with the resources of a very large company. So he's got a lot of backup, but a lot of personal attention. So it doesn't matter what you're trying to buy. It could be a little condo. It could be a big sprawling estate, the Rain and Jay's estates, if you will. And he knows that you want a very personal touch. He will walk you through the entire thing. But the best part about Jason and what he's doing for you is he's not just trying to put you into the right house, which he will do, but to show you that he's serious about not putting you in the right house, but putting you in the right community, he will donate 10% of his commission to a local nonprofit designated by you, the client. So whatever is important to you, if you want to do an animal-based charity, a child-based charity, a homeless-based charity, whatever is a priority to you, you tell him 10% of his commission goes to that. And if you're not buying or selling a house, there's a good chance that you know somebody who is trying to buy or sell a house. If you refer that person to Jason, not only is the person who sells the house or buys the house going to a Celtics game on Jason, you, the referrer, will do the same. He will send you to a Celtics game on him. Look, he's a listener. He's a big Celtics fan. You guys can go and search your houses and go do whatever and talk about this crappy game against the Sixers and commiserate and listen to this podcast while you're going out to search for the home that you're trying to buy, or if you're going to try to sell and go through the whole thing. He'll also do a free market analysis for your current or future home. And those people who get that free market analysis also get entered to win Celtics tickets as a bonus. It's a very Celtic-centered offer, guys. So call Jason Manganiello, 617-877-5694. 617-877-5694. And as soon as he answers the phone, you can be like, what the hell happened against the Sixers? And he'll immediately engage you. I'm sure he'll be like, yeah, I don't know, dude. That was pretty shitty.
If you ask him to give Tony Maserati a rating, he'll immediately go, oh, he's a zero.
Oh, he's terrible. He's terrible. I guarantee you, Jason, if you said, hey, Jason, before we get into the house, what do you think of Tony Maz? In fact, I will say, I'm going to pull this up because Tony Maz had that tweet and I got this answer. And Jason, I'm going to read you Jason's tweet. This is exactly how awesome he is. He responded to me to say, I don't think Skip Bayless wants to be Skip Bayless as much as Tony Maserati wants to be Skip Bayless. That's a perfect answer. That's a perfect reply.
From a perfect real estate agent.
So contact Jason Manganiello. You know he pays attention. He's a big Celtics fan, and man, he's going to sell you the right house. He's going to buy the right house for you, and he's going to work with you. And again, 617-877-5694. LockedOnJason@gmail.com. And if you are so saucy you want to spell it with a Y like Jason Tatum, that works too. LockedOnJason@gmail.com. He's going to hook you up with Celtic tickets if you work with him, and he's going to donate 10% of his commission to a local nonprofit. All right, let's cut through the rest of this bullshit because I'm done talking about this game, and we'll go to the Rain and Jays hashtag.
That's just going to force us to talk about this shitty game.
No,
I hope you realize that.
We're just going to gloss right over it. Okay, because people like @Scroatberg have names like @Scroatberg, and that's fun.
D Scroats is my dog. He's always coming with the. He's coming
always.
Correct.
All right, so his tweet. 1, Kyrie is very valuable to this team. 2,
correct. He's an all-star.
Yes, he is. He's very valuable to this team. I agree. 2, Jason Tatum might not be ready to be a number one option yet. No, he's 19 years old, and he's trying to play off of other stars. I agree with that. 3, Shane Larkin was a great find. He was good. That's a nice little pickup by Danny Ainge. 4, this is the most fun team I've ever watched. I feel like that makes Donald Scroatberg a very young guy. This team is a lot of fun.
Doesn't have to. I mean, last year's team was pretty goddamn fun.
Last team's fun. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of fun teams. I've also seen the 86 Celtics play, so that team was a lot of fun as well. So, that does not make this team any less fun to watch tonight, notwithstanding. That was very, very bad. All right, Alex, @StraightNoChaser. One thing this week confirmed, the Celtics really struggled to guard skilled big guys. Well, yes and no, because Joel Embiid has been pretty much contained for the most part. This is his first really big game against the Celtics this season, and it came in the final game against them, 26-16 with six assists. He kind of went out and showed that he was worthy of that all-star start. We talked about it. We voted Al Horford in as a starter, but basically Embiid as a starter, Horford as a reserve, or flip it around, I don't give a shit. But Embiid had a great game tonight, but the Celtics have mostly quieted Embiid this season, and so much so that when the draft, when I was doing my draft, because I did another one today, I avoided Embiid thinking, look, the Celtics have his number, and so there's something to that, but Embiid's emergence tonight against the Celtics is kind of an aberration against this team.
Yeah, I mean, the two bigs you're talking about are Joel Embiid, known giant, and Anthony Davis,
right?
One of the better, like, top five best players in the NBA. So, yeah, the Celtics don't have a lot of size. Aaron Baines is very solid defensively, but in terms of he's just not giving you that much on offense, so he can't play that many minutes. You're right. The Celtics don't have a permanent answer as, like, a stretch five or as someone who can guard the elite big men and also play five out. But those are very rare to come by. So I don't know if it's a huge issue, but you're not always going to play Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid. But you're right. They do have trouble guarding extremely skilled big men who are there is about four of them in the league.
Yep. So, all right, moving forward, because we are just crushing this podcast through this game. One thing this week confirmed also, I'm reading the Alex Straight No Chaser thing again. That's how shitty this game was. I'm losing my place. Andy Cahill, the Celtics literally playing at a plus 10 offensive rating with Kyrie. They lost by 9. So, yeah, he's really important. Yes, he is. Sam Arenas at Thug Jitsu Soup. That two-man game between McConnell and Embiid was soul-crushing right now. Does Kyrie's absence really hurt this much? Yes.
It does. The offense has not been good. Brad Stevens, in fact, said so after the game. Especially without Kyrie, their offense has been struggling for a while. And so they've been really trying to win games by playing defense, keeping it close, and then hopefully you have Kyrie and some other guys step up in the end of the game. This time they kept it close, but the offense part never came.
Brad Stevens basically spent the better part of his post game just shitting all over his team's performance, saying that it took 44 minutes for his message to resonate, that the Celtics needed to play harder and with more purpose on offense. One of my favorite things about Brad Stevens is in the second half, it took 15 seconds into the third quarter for him to call a timeout. He was stomping around and angry. And
he was at midcourt. He almost got to midcourt. That was the maddest online I've ever seen, Brad.
Yeah. And then you cut to the audio of him in the huddle. And it's not, you know, him MFing everybody and a bunch of bleeps. No, it's him saying, we got to play with more force. Like, oh, come on, Brad. Come on, Brad. I wanted him to go full Mo in the Three Stooges and slap everybody in one big line down the bench and be like, come on, wake up, you knuckleheads. That's a nice current reference, I'm sure.
The kids love Three Stooges these days.
I know it's big. It's big amongst the millennials.
I think it's been trending, too.
Yeah.
The beauty of Brad is that he's never going to do that. Oh, my God. There's very loud trucks in the background. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to stay calm like Brad Stevens. He never gets too high, never gets too low. So it's fun to see him stomp out onto the court, but like I would be shocked if that anger lasted more than 15 seconds.
Brad Stevens, this is a tweet from Steve Bulpet. Brad Stevens found Kevin McHale in the hallway after the loss, after a combined 44 turnovers, and he says to Brad Stevens, I hope you found a way to make that sound interesting. McHale laughs and says, I didn't. That was the game. That was basically everything in the game. All right, that's enough of the Rain and Jay's hashtag. We need junk, and this is the kind of dual Rain and Jay's Rain and Junk. And It starts with, it's from Andrew Suskin. Two things. Marcus Heaves have got to go in at a higher clip than his catch and shoot. He's only slightly joking. I'm all for Marcus Smart shooting nothing but Heaves. Number two, does Jam just fuck with the back of Jay's head all game? You sit behind Jay King in the media section.
I sit back and to the left, and I don't really fuck with Jay King during the game. Jay King's all business. Occasionally he'll pop his head out, make a joke, but no, he's busy churning away. He's a capital J journalist. He's not to be flexed with.
You should just throw things at him.
I'd normally talk my shit to Jay King before the game. I would walk into the media room, and normally I like to insult him or say something about his outfit. You know how like male friends are. You just you got to insult them.
Yes.
And then
yes.
He was walking around with a limp today, so I was really harping on him for a limp. So that's mostly pregame activity. But once the whistle blows, it's all business.
All right, let's get to some of these random junk. And you got a junk drawer, I assume.
I got some junk drawer.
Okay, so at Loud Ospinians, Gerald Green voted for himself. Shout out to the goddamn GOAT. Players who got exactly one All-Star vote that was definitely voting for themselves. Absolutely. Nerlens Noel, Gerald Green, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Mario Hezonja got an All-Star vote. Kostas Kufis, Cameron Payne, Langston Galloway, Luke Kennard. Absolutely, Gerald Green voted for himself.
You know who didn't vote for themselves but got one All-Star vote? Shemi
Ogilvy.
There's totally. Zero chance Shemi voted for himself. So
you know who voted for Shemi Ogilvy? God.
Or Jesus or the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I'm not a religious
Aren't
scholar, but I feel
thing?
Like it has.
I'm not,
it has,
I'm not a religious
There's
guy.
A Holy Trinity there, I think.
Yeah. I think between all three of them, or maybe it's the same
thing. Yeah, shouldn't it be three votes then? I don't. Again, not
maybe
a religious
it's one
scholar.
One divine vote? I don't know. I That was supposed to be a joke. Andrew Suskin at the Sus Bus. I think this qualifies as rain and junk. And he took a picture of a dude taking a leak in the bathroom. I mean, the jersey is nice. It's a Hammer 69. Nice.
That looks like an authentic jersey. That guy spent $200 on a novelty Hammer 69 jersey, which is kudos to him.
But also Robert Denton, who takes a pic in the men's room? Like, that feels like a violation of privacy.
If you're wearing a Hammer 69 authentic Celtics jersey, custom made, you can be pictured anytime. And literally, the hashtag is raining junk, so I feel like the bathroom is not off limits.
All right, junk drawer it. Let's go.
Oh, let's see what I haven't even looked this over yet. So this is going to be. They had a nice like string band playing the national anthem. It was all right, but it just reminded me how much I like saxophone anthems. So we need to get more saxophone anthems back. Mm-hmm. I saw a dude wearing a Tony Roten jersey. Like,
that's
who the hell one buys a Tony Roten jersey and then is like enough of a Sixers fan to come and wear it to this game. That was pretty fun. There was a guy on the Jumbotron who had the best sideburns I've ever seen. He literally looked like Ambrose Burnside, Civil War general. He was not thrilled about being on the Jumbotron. I tried to snap a picture of him the first time. I was too late. Then I think Lucky found him later in the game. Again, I tried to snap a picture of him, but right as I did, he sat down. So it's kind of like a Bigfoot situation with this Ambrose Burnside character, and I'm really hoping he comes back. There was a little segment about what the Celtics bucket list would be, and I like that both Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier said they don't have a bucket list because they've done everything. And the most depressing thing was Al Horford saying that his bucket list thing is to go to dinner in the Seaport. Like, Al, you can do that literally any night. You got to come up with a better bucket list than that.
I mean, he had a dinner in the Seaport. Like, you can do that. You just do that. You don't have – that's not a bucket list thing.
I did that this week. And right. I'm not very impressive. I don't live a very exciting life.
Right. Like, that's not a bucket list. And then Jalen was like, I want to visit Cape Cod. Dude, it's right there. It's
you have a car.
Yeah. You can afford Uber. I know how much you make. It's not like you just get an Uber, pick a place on Cape Cod, go to Falmouth. It's nice. Like even now it's not bad. So
no, you can take a ferry directly from Boston to Provincetown. You don't even have to drive. It's 45 minutes.
Right.
It's a breeze.
You can walk. He literally could walk down from the Garden to catch a ferry and go. Like, it's not that. I don't think they understand what bucket list is.
No, I think they were very much caught off guard with that one. Kyrie said his bucket list was to run on the beach in Boston where KG ran. And they just showed a clip, and I'm pretty sure it was just KG running in Malibu. I think Kyrie's well confused.
Yes, that sounds very, very accurate, because KG was in the summer. There's no goddamn way that Kevin Garnett is running down Revere Beach.
He's not hanging out.
He's on
in the haunt, just like running sprints in July.
Maybe in the flat Earth kind of proximity, it seems like it's close, but it's not. It's not close at all. It's nowhere near close.
The final two things I have is some guy was wearing a Bird McHale 86 shirt, like it was like a presidential campaign, and it just made zero sense to me because there was not a presidential election in 1986, and so I was thinking was it for to become the governor of Massachusetts? Like, were they trying to overthrow Dukakis?
It's just a fun shirt. It's just a fun shirt to have. In fact, I know I have it on a profile picture somewhere.
Yeah, but if you're wearing that shirt, the presidential year's got to be right. At least give me an 84 or an 88. I'm too much of like a poli-sci nerd for you to come at me with that nonsense. If you're going to tell me if it's to be the governor of the fine Commonwealth of Massachusetts, then it's an acceptable shirt, but a presidential ticket, no sir.
That's I feel like you're way overthinking it.
Oh yeah, completely. And to finish it out, I just think I want to give a shout out to Shane Larkin for always working his ass off and being the 15th or I guess the 12th guy on this roster and always giving a spark. You know, that's not really junk, but someone deserves some credit tonight. And he always comes in, just like tries his ass off. He tried to stuff Joel Embiid. He stripped Joel Embiid at the end. He was not scared. So shouts to him. NBA vote.
That counts. All right. That's it. Hey, look, we managed to get 20 plus minutes out of this stuff. God bless you again if you're listening. Thank you so much. If you're still here, man, you are a superstar listener. And we really honestly thank you from the bottom of our heart. We didn't want to do the show, but we're doing it for you. You're the person we're doing the show for. So thank you. If you are, like I said, if you're still here, then spread the word. Help us out. You know, let people know that, hey, look, after that crap showing, on the floor, these guys still did a show. So do that. Rate us 5 stars. If you're new to the show and you're wondering, I can't believe they did a podcast, I got to listen to it, then subscribe. You know, rate us 5 stars, give us a good rating, all of that stuff. If you are in the Boston area and you're looking to buy or sell a house, or if you know somebody who's trying to buy or sell a house, Jason Manganiello is your guy. So give Jason Manganiello a shout out at LockedOnJason@gmail.com. LockedOnJason@gmail.com. Send him a note. Say hi. You know, talk Celtics, but then explain that you want to buy or sell a house, or give him a call. 617-877-5694. 617-877-5694. That's the show. Let's hope this weekend goes better for the Celtics than tonight did. We'll talk to you next week here on the Locked On Celtics podcast. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network.